Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, jingity jing, it's Dominic the Donkey. Jingity jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La 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 la. Santa's got a little friend, his name is Dominic, the cutest little donkey, you never see him kick. When Santa visits his paisans with Dominic, he'll be, because the reindeer cannot climb the hills of Italy. Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the donkey, jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La, 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 la. La 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 la.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of the Betting Window on the Nerdport Network. I am your host, Effin Ronnie, and with me as always.
Oh, Lord, how do you top Dominic the fucking donkey? It's the zombie master, people. Now, where you fucking been?
Oh, well, we're still trying to wait for Ryan, wherever the fuck he's at.
Well, maybe he got in a fight with Raider Dave again. And
oh, don't worry. Raider Dave will be joining us soon, too.
Oh, what a shocker.
Yeah, so that's a new sound, but we got this. So I actually went out and got the actual glass sound effect.
Well, how much? That's a Stone Cold Steve Austin glass break.
Yeah, but I actually got it sounding better than I did before. But yes, on tonight's show, we will be talking about things that have happened in pro sports that will be affecting the bottom line of the Vegas odds boards, as well as our picks for NFL and NCAA. Doubt it's going to be a short episode, but it won't be a long episode unless, you know, how did you get into wrestling?
Yeah, well, I can't do it right now because there's not enough time. I'm not prepared.
Sorry. Last time I checked, I needed about $2,500 to move someplace.
No, it was
$5,000. Oh, okay. How about $25,000 to make our network grow?
Someone's a little bitter.
No, sir. The last time someone was bitter is when I told them they were a fat piece of shit. Oh, wait, did I say that out loud?
So you saw the quote I sent you that a mutual friend of ours said to him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And be a man. Listen. I can make a perfect comment right now that just says all of that in about 1 second. Hold on. Let me pull it up. Perfect about that?
I am a man!
Well, I mean, look, for those of you who don't know, we're not going to get into the story that if he's listening, which I highly doubt he is.
Doubt it, because he doesn't want anything to do with this network after he quit.
Yeah, well.
And speaking of which, hi, Ryan. I didn't mean you quitting.
You there?
We kind of wanted Raider Dave to quit, but we know that's not going to happen. By the way, Ryan, I know you're there. I know you're listening. You probably have us on mute by accident. Why the fuck did I get a piece of broken furniture in the mail? Was that a Christmas gift? Yeah, he's echoing.
Badly.
It's whatever. It might be his headset. I think we got to spend time one day to figure out what's going on with his echoing.
We good? We got an echo, anything like that?
Nope, not right now. What? This is not the McAfee show, goddammit. I wish I was getting paid like McAfee.
I wish we all were getting paid like McAfee, but that's beside the point.
Boomstick?
What? What?
No, Ryan, we were talking about a certain person that's no longer, that's moving to another state that needs this, that, and the other thing. I'm sure Ronnie has filled you in on that.
Today, actually.
No.
How'd you get into wrestling?
Oh, what unfortunate state's he moving to?
Michigan.
No. Oh, that's okay.
If he was moving to your state, then you'd move up here.
No, he's moving to hell. Hell, Michigan.
No, it's Elmer.
You don't get the joke.
I get the joke. I get the
There's
joke.
There's an actual place in Michigan called Hell.
No, that's what the new town's going to be called after.
And by the way, there's an actual.
For God's sakes, there's an intercourse in Pennsylvania.
And a bath.
And what was the town that Jackass went to? Myanus.
Yeah, Myanus. But no, like legitimately,
there's a fudge factory there.
That's great. No, but there's a college in Hell University. It's called Hell U.
It sounds like I'm joking, but I'm really not.
I know you're not.
The Uranus Fudge Factory is like the only reason to go to Uranus, Missouri.
I saw a YouTuber did a Route 66 trip, and he went and he got something from that place.
Yeah, you know what? The one time you don't want. You know what the worst thing to ever go to Uranus is?
Hi, welcome to Chili's.
You never want to have Chili's in Uranus.
Canadians are weird.
I don't know. Canadians are weird got into that statement, but whatever. Oh God! No, he's leaving the state of New Jersey behind because apparently he's got nothing here for him anymore. No.
So.
So what do we owe the pleasure?
Testicles,
extraterrestrial. Testicles, that's funny coming from you.
Fuck off, John.
You said it, I did.
Guess what?
What?
Vegan day!
You could cheer for that losing baseball team all day. It ain't going to affect me nothing.
I mean,
hey, the Mets still won more games than them.
We actually have breaking news.
You know what that was? That was me breaking a fucking window.
We actually have breaking news.
Yeah, the Mets made another minor signing.
Oh, that don't mean shit to the odds board. This actually does. Draymond Green suspended indefinitely by the NBA for punching someone in the face.
Dave, what were you doing in L.A.? What town was this in?
No, that's not Vegas, but that's another team that moved out of Oakland.
Dave, what were you doing? Why were you punching people in the face?
Because I can't, bitch. Who's going to stop me? No one, because I'm Raider Dave.
I mean, there is one person that can stop you, but we're not calling on that person yet.
Fuck you, I'm out.
Oh, Raider Dave will be back.
Of course.
Yeah, so Draymond Green got suspended indefinitely by the NBA for punching center Jokic in the face during the game last night, during the NBA game last night.
Whoops.
What did he do to deserve it?
Dude, it didn't look like it. It looked like a fucking roaring elbow.
Bam!
He gave him a back fist to the future?
Yes. And, boy, did it actually, not going to lie, it actually did affect odds for the Golden State Warriors. Golden State Warriors were at 12-1 to win the title. Now they're at 20.
Well, how long is he out for?
Indefinitely.
What did you do, hit him in the nose or in the eye or something?
It's square in the fucking cheek. Square in the face.
Yeah, he's got a fractured. He's probably got a fractured jaw, dislocated jaw. Yeah, that could take a while.
Dude, no, but that's the thing. Draymond got suspended indefinitely. Now they're 20-1. That's huge for the Golden State Warriors because the Warriors, other than Steph Curry, have nobody. This literally broke about 10 minutes ago. The hell?
I don't know what the hell that was.
Ryan?
Ryan?
Oh, yeah, we got an echo. Holy shit. Oh, holy crap. I think I blew my foot off.
The fuck was that, man?
I think he's fucking with something on his computer, trying to get the the soundboard on his computer. Because I can hear his damn computer.
Amen.
And there's the echo. And the brain damage. And the brain damage.
Okay, I'm back.
So is the echo.
What?
No.
Because didn't touch anything from when I left.
We heard your computer.
I'm not hooked to my computer. Oh, I forgot to mute my phone.
Oh,
bad.
Oh, wow. I still have an echo.
You know what? You go fuck yourself.
It's not echoing.
Wait, can you hear me?
No, you're good.
Can you hear me now?
I cannot hear you guys at all now. Let me turn this up here. Son of a bitch. Try it now.
What?
One more.
What?
How's that? Still echo?
No, you're good.
Okay, we're good.
I mean, I hear an echo and the faint in the background, but it's not that bad.
So, Ryan, how'd you get into radio?
This weird guy with long hair.
and his deaf partner.
I'm still hearing echoing again.
Oh, well.
We need to figure out what's going on with that one of these days.
Yeah, because I don't have anything. Like, all my shit's literally turned out at this moment.
Well,
Everything. Do
you have something that's connected to, like, a 2-to-1? Like, something that goes to your headphones and shit like that?
Nope.
Like, can you hear yourself?
No.
Huh. Anyway.
It is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, it'll jump in and out. Right now, I got nothing, so you're good.
Cool.
All right, let's talk about the big fucking news. You know, we got 700 million reasons why.
Jesus Christ.
And by the way, I will say this with my chest held out. Fuck the Dodgers for how you structured the contract.
Oh, with the whole he's getting this amount of money so it doesn't affect the tax balance?
Yeah, well, so also coming out, so if you haven't heard...
Where the fuck have you been if you haven't heard?
Right. Shohei Ohtani is now going to be an L.A. Dodger. $700 million for 10 years.
That's retarded is what it is.
Well,
look, I'm going to pose the same question to you, John, that I posed to Ronnie. Okay?
Okay, go for it.
This is a 10-year, $700 million contract.
Yes.
How long until we see our first billion-dollar contract?
If Juan Soto has anything to say about it, probably he's going to try for it next year.
But here's the
I'm not saying that to be sarcastic. I'm not saying that to be, you know, ironic. But think about it. We reported on this when the Washington Nationals in 2019 offered him an extension. A 10-year, $400 million contract, he said, that's too long. That's not long. That's the perfect length, but I want more money.
Well, I mean, they all want more money, no matter what, no matter how much you love the game. It's a money business, just like professional wrestling. Once you hit the professional level of sports, it doesn't matter how much you love the sport. It becomes about money.
Right, and I understand that. And it's a business. I get it. I'm not discounting that. But if he's saying $400 million is not enough, then he's going to see what Shohei got. And he's going to be like, well, I want equal to or more to what he got. You don't think he's going to try to kind of fleece baseball out of that? Because the only other person that's going to be able to afford to pay him, I'm sorry to say, but is our owner. Yankees ain't going to be able to afford him. The Dodgers are not going to be able to afford him.
Unless you subsidize that contract.
But then again, I'm sorry, go ahead. You finish and then I'll get back to what I was saying. So.
Not hear it. Never count the Yankees out.
Oh, look, I'll never count the Yankees out. But if if one thing I've learned watching the Yankees and stuff over the years, they don't give out contracts that mega unless they know they're going to get a guaranteed return on it. And the only reason the only person that they gave a monster contract to in the last 10 years that I can remember, and I don't count Glass Carlo because that was a Marlin contract, and that was Gerrit Cole. And Gerrit Cole has proved himself during the regular season anyway.
Did he get number one money or did he get ace starter money?
No, he wanted ace money, and he got ace money, even though he isn't an ace. Sorry, Christian. No,
he is an ace.
But, you know, I'm just keeping the joke going. But whatever, regardless, he got number one starter money.
He isn't. When you're sitting in the bullpen in game seven watching your team get beat, you are not an ace.
And Christian isn't here yet, so he can't.
Christian will agree with me on that. When he was with the Stros, when he was sitting in the bullpen.
That's because it was the trash Stros.
It was still the Game 7 of the World Series.
It was still the trash Stros. He said what he said. He's not going back on it. I'm just gonna shoot straight from you. That's what he said, and he's sticking with it. Am I wrong?
He said, but again, that is also the Game 7 of the World Series. If you're not all hands on deck, then why the fuck are you playing the game?
Hey, Ronnie.
What?
How'd you get into podcasting?
there was this former guy that was partially hearing loss that.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
Make a joke about a guy who could very well qualify for my fucking 10,000-pound life.
Ouch. You don't even know the guy. We know the guy.
I know
enough about the guy.
Because, you know, when Lenny Poffo called, oh, wait.
Or you get a deal with James Ellsworth, who just came off of Monday Night Raw. And doesn't want to take his phone calls. And then somebody has to apologize for him.
I'll tell you that story later, Ryan.
I believe you've told me that story already.
Yeah, probably. So anyway, Shohei now is a Dodger. And the problem with that is how they structured said contract.
Dodger dog in a handshake.
Pretty much for the next 10 years, yeah.
So, I mean, I guess because he hasn't named that fucking dog he has. Yet, I guess the dog's going to name Dodger or Scully? What are you making a bet? It's going to be called Dodger or Scully.
It's going to be Ravine.
It's going to be Yasiel Pug.
No, it's going to be Dollar Sign.
Come on.
Yasiel Pug.
Yasiel Pug.
It's going to be a pug named Yasiel Pug.
But no. So for the way they structured the contract is for the next 10 years, Shohei is only going to get $2 million a year while he's playing under said contract. So it's only $20 million. Then for the next 10 years after that, he's getting $68 million a year.
So I think it's official, and I think I could say it on the air. When we close the show, we say somebody's getting paid.
Yes.
Well, now we should add a second name to that list.
Bobby Bonilla and Shohei
Ohtani.
Shohei Ohtani
are getting paid.
So, like I said, when we go into this, we're also looking at the odds. The Dodgers are now in the lead.
Gee, there's a shocker.
5-1. They jump from fourth to first.
Again, not a shock.
Yeah. But does this signing make you want to lay it with the Dodgers at the beginning of the year or hate them?
I mean, I'm going to continue to hate them. Bring me another Dodger.
But you know what? And I'll say this. I have a few friends that are Dodger fans. They're friggin' salivating over the fact that he's going to be there. But I keep telling them, I'm like, yeah, you got him. But what Shohei are you going to get? And then I usually get the answer, what do you mean? And I've said this before, and I'll say it here. You're getting a guy who's not going to pitch at all this year. He might play August. he might hit. This is his second Tommy John surgery that he's coming off of. He's 30. I think he's 30 years old, no? 29 or 30, I think. Give or take.
29.
Okay. Like I said, 29 or 30. As you get older, your recouping doesn't come as fast as it once did when you were younger. So you don't know what health of Ohtani you're getting. He could come back and say, oh, I'm ready to pitch in spring training next year. He throws one pitch, he could throw his arm out again. Not saying he's going to do it, but there's always that possibility when you have a second Tommy John surgery. That's why Jacob DeGrom, I don't know what kind of career you're going to have left of Jacob DeGrom, who's on the opposite side of 35, coming off a second surgery. But I'm saying with Tommy John, it's a very tricky procedure to come back from. We've seen some pitchers who never come back from it. And then all of them, all of a sudden, quiet down and quiet up and shut up. Now, gentlemen, from what I said, do you agree or disagree with what I say? I'm curious to get your take.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
There's no, you don't know what you're going to, I mean, if he does come back, if he hits, great. Because that's all he's going to do. He ain't pitching, period.
Right,
well,
because,
no.
Okay, Ryan, I'm sorry.
I mean, coming back from another Tommy John, no, he ain't going to do no pitching.
So basically, the Dodgers paid $700 million for the world's most richest DH in the world, because that's very well could he all he could end up doing.
Well, he's not playing the field anymore.
Well, like I said, he's the world's most richest bench warmer. I can say that.
But the thing is, though, that no one's talking about is going to be the fact that he makes up. He's going to make the Dodgers $100 million a year strictly on
merch. And that's what I said last week. I said whoever gets Ohtani is going to hit the merchandising motherload, and I'm not wrong.
No, you're not.
You just said it. But the fact of the matter is, he's like you could just make so many T-shirts, make so many bobbleheads, you know, statues, whatever the situation calls for. But if that guy don't produce on the field, nobody's going to buy it anyway.
Well, the one thing they're going to do, too, is up the prices in the stadium. Would you like to guess how much a beer right now costs in Dodger Stadium?
$15. $20.
But no, I'm saying, like, how much money do you think it is for one ounce of beer?
$5.
No, it's less than that.
$4.
For an ounce?
This is a Major League Baseball stadium. Of course you're going to pay top dollar for beer and food.
Yeah, no. Ryan, what do you think?
I have no idea.
99 cents an ounce. Which means a 12-ounce glass of beer, which they don't ever sell 12 ounces, is $12. 12 ounces for a fucking can of beer is $12. A tall boy, which is 16 to 18, you can do the math. It's roughly $17 for an 18-ounce beer.
Which they know, they'll probably mark it up a couple bucks to even it out. So you're looking at around $20.
Right, for one beer. Meanwhile, I would say in St. Louis, probably somewhere around the realm of $11-$10.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've been to Cardinal games. How much are they at a Cardinal game?
I don't do draft beer. I do bottles. They're like $10-$12.
Yeah, so between $10 and $12. Yeah, this is exactly what you thought. And those Dodger dogs, how much are those? How much are those going up to?
Oh God, not enough for a fucking reach around.
What about a ZJ?
No. If you don't know what it is, you can't afford it.
Oh, I know what it is.
Oh, God damn it. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Beer Fest.
My question is, who's the zombie?
What?
Because DJ is a zombie job, so you get, like, zombified stoned, and then, like, you get a hand job. But are you the one that's stoned, or is the person giving you the hand job stoned? Are you both stoned? Like, there's a lot of mechanics to go into this that I haven't figured out.
In other words, it's like the IKEA furniture.
Hi, babe.
So, data shows hot dogs in an MLB stadium went from ranges from $3 to $8. The Miami Marlins have the cheapest hot dog prices, which is $3 a dog. The Braves, which is $4, Minnesota Twins $4, Brewers $4, Mariners $4.
What about the Mets? What do they charge?
It doesn't say.
Well, that polar bear burger is like $20-something.
Yeah, but that's
a novelty. That's a novelty.
Yeah, exactly. That's different. I'm talking about straight Dodger dog. Like, so hold on. Most expensive. Here we go. $3. Here we go. The Mets are. Yankees are $6 for a dog. Mets are $7.
That's about what I figured with the Mets.
Camden Yards right now is the most expensive at $8.25.
Really? For a dog?
A Dodger dog is $8, but that's going to go up.
Yeah, now you're going to be get an Ohtani dog.
Yeah, here you go. So, for a beer.
Somewhat shorter than a Dodger dog.
Yeah, right?
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, now!
That one, I put that one right over the plate for him.
All right. So, price of beer. This is for 1 ounce of beer. Will you guess what the cheapest stadium is?
Oakland.
Wrigley Field, because you've got to be drunk to watch the Cubs play.
No. Actually, Wrigley is on the higher end.
It's Oakland. It's got to be Oakland.
Nope.
Really?
Oakland's in the middle.
Kansas City?
No, they're in the top 10, but no.
I was trying to think. Minnesota?
Number 3.
Okay, we're getting closer. Cincy?
Nope. Cincy's on the higher end.
Okay, I'm trying to think. Milwaukee?
Surprisingly, no.
Well, that's where you're going to get the brats.
Yeah, no. You're thinking too far south.
Not the White Sox.
Nope.
Atlanta?
Atlanta's number 2.
Trash Can City?
Nope.
Texas.
He just said that.
No, I said Trash Can City.
Ryan just said Ryan said
Oh,
Texas.
I didn't hear him say it. I'm trying to think. Who else? Colorado?
Top 10, but they're in the upper half. No.
San Diego.
All right. No. All right,
I give up. I can just name teams now.
Christian, I'm going to ask you, and hello.
And happy birthday.
And happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
thank
bro.
You guys. Thank you, thank you.
So how'd you get into podcasting? No, that's not what I was asking.
Christian, I don't know. Christian doesn't know that story fully yet.
So right now we're talking about Ohtani and everything going to be inflated for him when he gets into there. Right now the Dodgers have the most expensive beer prices per ounce. For 1 ounce of beer, it's $1 an ounce.
Okay.
They're trying to guess, and I'll ask you this. Who is the cheapest?
It damn sure isn't Wrigley.
They already said that.
And it damn sure isn't where the White Sox play.
Nope, it's not Chicago. You're good.
And it damn sure isn't Milwaukee.
We've already said those two.
Nope, they're actually the third highest.
They're actually tied
for the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 teams tied for the highest. The second highest.
Wow. Baltimore, maybe?
Oh, they're the most expensive, actually.
So I'll go through the teams. If you don't figure, Christian, get one more guess, and then I'll start from the bottom up.
Oh, it's fucking me. Look, I'm old now, so I don't remember. Okay.
Atlanta was number two.
Atlanta was two. So they already guessed Atlanta and Minnesota are...
Wow, okay. You said Minnesota and Atlanta. That's what I call Atlanta.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, because, you know, that's the home of Peach. Wow. I really don't know.
All right. So, like I said before, the Dodgers are the most expensive at 99 cents an ounce. The second highest is 69 cents an ounce, and it's the Padres, the Brewers, the Tigers, the Reds, the White Sox, and the Orioles. After that, it's 66, and it's the Rangers and the Red Sox.
Okay.
After that, it's 64 with Houston and the Giants. 63 for the Mets and the Guardians. Then 62, the Nationals, Phillies, and Oakland. So there's your Oakland. 61 cents an ounce is St. Louis. 60 is Arizona and Pittsburgh. The Royals are 54 an ounce. Colorado's 53. The Yankees and Blue Jays are 47. The Miami Marlins are 42. Same with the Twins and Braves. And number one, the Seattle Mariners at 33 cents an ounce.
Wow.
Interesting.
Wow. That is interesting.
Kitty Bank.
So what I'm hearing is next season there's a Nerdport field trip where we're going to go.
To Miami. We're going to Miami. We're going to Miami because Miami's got the cheapest hot dogs and the second cheapest beer.
And we're just going to see how long it takes one of us to get kicked out of the stadium.
Oh, no, fuck that. We play in the 9-9. You ever hear about this game?
Yeah.
Got to drink 9 beers and eat 9 hot dogs in 9 innings.
Oh, Jesus.
Look, man, look, I'm the thinnest I've ever been. So, you ain't getting me.
Cool, we'll go to the gym the next day. We'll burn it off.
My man. See, Ryan.
Got you.
Yeah, but also we were saying the Dodgers are the most expensive in beer and hot dogs.
Well, yeah, they got to pay Ohtani somehow.
It's not like jersey sales are going to help him out. But so we were saying, too, with Ohtani doing this, Vegas has put the Dodgers at the head of the table at 5-1. Are you riding with L.A. to win the whole thing, L.A., or are you fading them?
I don't think they're going to win it all.
Okay, that's pretty much what I'm asking.
Nah, because, look, yeah, I think they're going to be a great regular season team, but... John, you can correct me if I'm wrong here.
Go for it.
You know, it's almost like every time the Dodgers, you know, the Dodgers, they're the Yankees of the National League. They're the Yankees of the West Coast. You know, they hit a lot of home runs. You know what I'm saying? That's what manufactures a lot of their runs is the long ball. And then once they get to the playoffs, that long ball is neutralized and it's taken away because you got to play small ball. Come playoff time, and I mean, yeah, they have the lineup that I think is going to scare people 1-9. You know, I mean, Mookie, Freddie Freeman, Ohtani. Who am I missing?
What's his name? Chris Taylor.
Chris Taylor.
There's other names. I can't remember everybody.
Muncie and.
Max Muncy,
yeah. I mean, look, that's a ton of power.
Will Smith, the catcher. I mean,
pitcher. The pitcher just went. Will Smith, the pitcher, went to Kansas City.
Oh no, I'm thinking. Well, they got somebody named Smith catches for them. I can't think of their name. But
yeah, I mean, look, some of the names that John just listed. No, that's a lot of pop in that lineup. You know they're gonna. You know they're gonna hit. You know they're going to get on base, and you know they're going to drive runs in, right? But you know, can they hit in a timely way come playoff time? I don't think they're going to be able to.
But, Christian, this is the argument that both Ronnie and Ryan pretty much agreed with, but this is what I'm saying, because I have a few friends that are Dodgers that are like, were giving me the business that he gets signed. But then I said to them, this is what I said. You're not going to get a fully healthy Ohtani until next spring. You're not going to get him. You're not going to get him back until possibly late July, August at the latest. Plus, you don't know. You're coming back from a second Tommy John surgery. You're almost 30 years old. You don't know. I mean, I've seen some players that have come back from two Tommy Johns, but I've seen some pitchers who have never pitched again. So what you're basically paying for, what the Dodgers have paid for, as in my eyes right now, until I see him pitch again and pitch effectively, you just paid for the most expensive designated hitter in professional baseball history.
Yeah.
So I'm going to hit this button because this just... Bro,
breaking news.
They put a poison pill in Shohei Ohtani, and Raider Dave, go in your hole.
Fuck you. You can't tell me what to do.
Yeah, but I can.
Oh, fuck him.
Yeah, thank you, Joanna. You're welcome. Get the fuck out of here. I don't need you now. We need you for picks later. Hey, listen, Raider Dave. I told you. I know you're a virgin, so get the hell out of here before I take care of that.
Shut your mouth, fucking gang.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I swear to God. Why does this studio smell like the Great Depression? Oh, Joanna's legs were open.
Because, baby, they call me the stock market, because every time it crashes.
Every time your legs open, the market crashes. Yeah, sounds about right. Smells about right. Fucking dead fish market. Jesus Christ.
I mean, we're talking about Seattle.
I've been to Seattle. It doesn't smell this bad. This is like the smell of the river in Illinois. Just for comparison, Christian. Where it's like hot garbage, dead fish.
He's not wrong. I'm with Dave on that one.
No.
Well, if you want to talk about dirty shit, don't forget, you're in Jersey now. Jersey?
He lives by Newark.
I'm not going to even touch that one.
Hey.
Do it. I fucking dare you.
No, know what it is?
I said Newark, not New York.
No.
You said Newark, right?
Yeah.
Christian, I've spent a lot of time in Newark. Trust me, there's some spots in there that you don't want to, that you need a gas mask to get through.
Oh, I believe it.
I'm just saying.
God damn it. God damn it. There's more people that look like fucking good old Tommy Cutlets' agent than. God damn it. The fucking. In the waste disposal management business.
What are you talking about, eh? Okay. You know something? I've sat quiet for a long time. I'm a friend of John, so I'm gonna lay a little knowledge on you here. You fucking shut up here. This is my time, motherfucker. So you got to say something. I've heard him talk smack about that. And where's this Raisin Dave guy? Where's this Raisin Dave guy? I heard you got no nuts, pal. Hey, no. You keep your trap shut, pal. You keep your trap shut. You want to keep that little dick of yours? You can keep your mouth closed. So listen. You've got to stop talking about people that I know. I know this guy's agent, all right? So you just lay off for him, all right? Or something going to happen. I'm not going to say nothing, but something going to happen. So, John, you could take this back because I couldn't sit back no more. I'm sorry. He couldn't take any more. He just...
What the fuck? Did we just meet Veer?
I don't know. It's like, that's my Uncle Vin, and that's all I'm going to say is you pissed him off something bad, man.
Well, yeah, I hit him with a fucking car.
Oh, he didn't hear that. You're lucky he didn't hear that.
Didn't hear it. He fucking felt it. It happened here on the show. Came down, rooting for the fucking Giants against the Raiders like a dildo, and I was just like, Get it?
Hey. Don't let him come back. I'm telling you, you don't want him back here. I've seen him angry like that, and well, then next thing you know, I see people disappearing. That's all I'm gonna say.
He could suck on my invisible nuts.
Yeah, well, he's gonna take that little dick of yours, probably.
We have the
right
meat.
What's left of your little ass after he's done with you? But that's all I'm gonna say.
You just call my ass little.
Well, I said your dick is little. So get your hearing check. Oh wait a minute.
We have the meat.
That was the other guy that used to work there. Needs to get his hearing checked.
No,
but anyway.
What the hell was that? Why are you thinking about my ass,
Jenna? I ain't thinking about
Jesus.
Shit, with your ass,
motherfucker. This conversation's taking a hard right turn, but if we're going to take that hard right turn, you're going to have to buy old Raider Dave a drink first.
I don't want nothing from... What did he call you? Raisin Dave?
Razor Dave.
Raisin. I think he called him Raisin Dave.
It sounds like Razor Dave.
Raisin, razor, whatever.
Hey, yo, Chico.
Say hello to the big guy.
What happened to Christian? Did we scare Christian off?
Yeah, he did.
That was my Uncle Vin, Christian. I'm sorry. He couldn't take any more of the people disrespecting New York and different things. He couldn't take it anymore. I'm sorry.
Hold on. Does that mean we have to tell your Uncle Vin that you bet on the Green Bay Packers last week?
He knows about that. No. He knew about that because he knew somebody that knew somebody that knew somebody. That's all I'm going to say.
Meanwhile, Raider Dave's over here just laying down money on the Raiders.
Didn't you lose?
Shut the fuck up, Ronnie.
Wait, hold on. But didn't your roommate also bet on the Minnesota Vikings?
He did.
I gave him this Christmas present early. It was a broken fucking box. Hey, speaking of which, did you eat?
What's that, from IKEA again?
Yeah, it's just it's Build-A-Bear. Build-A-Bookshelf.
Yeah, well, yeah, a bookshelf that comes with 25 pages worth of instruction, and they're all in Swedish. But anyway,
Raider Dave wishes he has a woman from Sweden.
He wishes he had anything south of Sweden. But anyway.
It's neutral, John. It's neutral.
Yeah, well, so is he now because he ain't got no balls. But anyway.
Hey, now.
The tackle's gone, but the bitch still work, bitch.
Uh-oh.
That's Raider Dave when he has an orgasm. There's a ninger in there somewhere, and...
You know what? That is Raider Dave when he has an orgasm. This is your mom.
Canadians are weird!
Suck a dick.
Oh, Christian, seriously, did my uncle scare you off?
Nah, I'm back here. I'm good.
No, because you disappeared. I thought my uncle actually scared you off. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, no, I was just listening.
Anywho.
Yeah, but there's a guy you don't want to piss off. I'm sorry.
Shohei has a point.
Huh?
I said. Raider Dave ain't scared of shit. I'm a Raiders fan, motherfucker.
For 2 years.
Lifelong, baby.
I'll be right back. I gotta go take a crochet. I'll be right back.
two fucking years you've been a Raiders fan, Dave.
I've been a Raiders fan as long as the Raiders have been a franchise, sir.
What about in L.A.?
Who's that now?
Exactly.
What team are we talking about?
Because we're talking about the Dodgers right now.
I've heard of the Dodgers.
Having a poison pill for Shohei.
They're going to need it whenever they play the Vegas.
So if two of the front-end guys get fired or resign, Shohei can opt out of his contract.
Well, that's an interesting
Yeah, that just broke about 2 hours ago. I just hit the wrong button to have Raider Dave show up when shit got broken.
Yeah, well, Raider Dave is busy, okay? I'm trying to rebuild my life from IKEA.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're going to rebuild your life, you maybe not use IKEA furniture.
Look, it's cheap, it's fashionable, and I'm not uncultured. I can read fucking speech.
Really now?
Yeah.
Dummy. Dummy. Yeah. Yeah.
Dummy.
Yeah, you sure are. You're scum.
So yeah, he has a poison pill that he can opt out of his $70 million contract and get a new one and still get paid by the Dodgers because they offset the contract for after the 10 years. I don't know how to feel about this.
With your hand.
Oh, Jesus Christ, that's a terrible fucking joke.
Still took you a minute to get it, dick.
Yeah, well, at least I can feel things.
I can feel things, too. The feeling's still there, but the narwhal hangers are gone.
Want to get in on this just to drive away? What?
All right, I'm back. What did I miss?
A whole bunch of nothing, John.
Yeah. Well, no, actually, a lot.
Let me guess. Is Raider Dave talking? Then I know that nothing was being said.
So I brought up the fact that Ohtani has a poison pill in this contract.
What is this, a Matrix?
That if...
Yeah.
Take the blue pill and the red pill?
Well, wait. So if Mark Walters is no longer in control of baseball operations, and Andrew Friedman is no longer with the team, Shohei can opt out of his contract.
Okay.
But the question is, will he do that?
Well, it's all guaranteed money, right? As long as he's playing, so he's still – would he only be missing out of that $2
million? Look, all I'm going to say is that the fact that Ohtani didn't sign his bags is fucking trash.
What the fuck were you going to pay him with? You're using the money from the taxpayers and the gambling to build a new stadium in Vegas. And you're
paying me like that. You're just pissed off because our team's got fuck you money.
Fuck you money? No, it's go fuck yourself with your money.
Or if you got fans, they just fuck in the stadium.
I mean, that too.
That never happened in Vegas A's game, sir.
Not yet. Give it time.
You're still Oakland for two more seasons, bitch.
Let me put it to you this way. The stadium's probably going to be, what's that thing? What's that, clap cleats? It's probably sponsored by them.
I mean, listen. They
not sponsored by clap cleats, but you probably are right about people fucking in the stands. There's rumor going around that when we open the stadium, we're going to have Usher, and he's playing like confession now.
So what do you mean? Since prostitution's legal, they're going to have the regular section and the prostitution section in the left field corner?
No. It's not in the left field corner. Nobody likes left field.
Okay, then right field.
Talk about a different... Talk about the foul pole.
My nickname.
So yours is the wind tunnel.
Oh, fuck off, Ronnie!
Well, it's certainly not the jingle jangle section because he doesn't have his jingle jangles no more.
Merry Christmas, everybody!
Kiss your mother.
She's the one who probably told me to tell you that because you ain't got no jingle jangles no more, motherfucker.
She probably told you get this jingle motherfucker some jingle below, but we can at least.
Hey.
I am Raider Dave.
You're going to be dead, Dave, you keep that shit up, motherfucker.
Seriously, you want to get in on this, though? I'll let you out of your cage for about 15 minutes.
You know what? Let her out and let her attack that. No, that nutless wonder.
Hello, Dave.
I struck a chord, John. I'm just saying.
Oh, that ain't working right now. I'm here.
Now you got to deal with her.
All right, Dave. I heard you were talking shit about me.
I don't have to talk shit about you. I just show your picture to people.
Which one? Because, I mean, there's two. There's one now, and then there's one with me with Jesus.
Yes, that's a Jesus one.
Listen, the Jesus one's the best photo of me. I had my mother there, but that was also her. That was when she was about 45, 75 years old. But then you have her back. But then wait. But no, hold on. But we have a younger photo. It was when she was in the crustacean era.
Crustacean.
I know what I said. She's very crusty. So
Jesus Christ. I got stupid in stereo.
Listen, my mother's not smart. She just knows how to suck dick.
Yes.
Hey, yo. Christian, would you send these people, would you tell him, you know, they need to let go of something? I mean, just get rid of them, maybe you can.
Listen, normally people would tell me to go find Jesus, but I found him already.
Oh, y'all need Jesus big
time. It's in my yearbook.
This says stay cool.
Have a nice day.
I am ready to turn me off today.
You should be here
to stay.
Listen. There's a Thursday night game going on. I'm going to be in Vegas. We should watch it together.
I'm not sure.
Oh, Raider Dave, you know you want to.
I really don't. No means no, ma'am. No means no.
No means no. Yeah, no means no. But I've heard that a lot too.
Can I get a presidential interjection?
And I've got to say, in all honesty, it's the biggest piece of dog shit that I have ever heard.
Yeah, I know she is. I know she is, sir.
Oh, boy. Anyway. You going yet, or am I going to have to keep trying to get you to come over here?
I'm not coming over there.
Well, then you might want to leave until the boys talk about what's going on Thursday night. They don't need you.
That's me. Are you proud of that?
There
you go. You're a bully. Fuck you guys. I'm going home. You guys fucking suck.
All right, I'll meet you there.
No.
He needs more furniture built.
What do you
think? I'm good with my back.
He needs his new bed fixed.
I can help.
I will end you, John.
I can help him fix his bed.
I will end you if she shows up here.
We're giving her GPS coordinates as we speak. Did you get the GPS we sent you?
Yeah, but why is it in front of the Allegiant Stadium? Does Raider Dave live in Allegiant Stadium? I'll be right there.
No, I'm a vagrant living underneath MetLife.
Nah. It says here you're a Vegas fan, so why is it have you parked in front of Allegiant Stadium?
Because that's where Raider Dave is.
Then I'll be right there.
I swear to God, if you show up, I'm ending Zombie Master.
This is what you get when you fuck with my uncle. I told you, be prepared, he's going to get you. And he's been on the phone giving coordinates out, so hey.
Woo!
You started with him, so hey. He's going to get you back.
Joanna?
Yeah?
I don't know how much he's paying you.
Let me just put it to you this way.
Alone
and she's gonna be up to her neck in cool cigarettes.
Ah, the taste of cool cigarettes.
All I'm saying, I don't know what he's paying you. If you show up at the Zombie Master's house instead, I'll triple it.
She won't come here.
Nah, because I can get a secondary job out in Vegas.
Thank you. Because he could get her work out there, my uncle. You can't. See?
Well,
don't fuck with the family.
I'm about to get on a plane right now, so I'll see you soon, Raider Dave. Bye.
Ben, your uncle's just a salty bitch because I ran him over with my fucking moped. Standing out in the street in a Giants jersey like a fucking dingus.
Well, she just left, so
and he's not. He just smashed his, put his fist through a wall, and he says, I'm going to, maybe he needs to take a trip out to Vegas, too, so.
Jesus!
So now, and he's already got friends out there, so, hey, you brought down the hell on you there.
You're a lot of fucking threats there, buddy.
Arby, we have the meat.
I know, Joanna's on her way. She's got the meat. She's like fucking Arby. I get it.
So let's move on. Raider Dave.
Yeah, let's move on. We got some other shit to do.
We will talk to you later.
Oh, yeah. You'll talk to me later. You'll for sure talk to me later. Because, you know, I got to go stalk some people that know 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 some people that maybe know some people. Fuck you. Ridiculousness. Fuck you guys.
So, Ryan, he better run for the hills, man.
I really don't think he's scared.
Oh, well, whatever.
He should be. If it's anything like vehicular manslaughter, he's in trouble.
He's still on the run for that.
I didn't mean that. I meant Joanna.
Yeah, I'm surprised she's even able to go down there. Didn't she get like 17 years?
She'll get probation.
She'll get probation. You know what? That joke's too easy. Continue.
Yeah, you put that one over the plate for him, man. You can't do that.
He needs to take the swing. Anyway. All right. So let's talk about...
Listen to me. That's like putting juiced out Mark McGuire against a fucking Special Olympics squad.
Big Al?
Yeah.
I hit dingers.
It's like Big Al, but he's facing Mariano Rivera.
I hit dingers.
Don't disrespect Mariano, because Christian will have to hurt you.
Oh, there's no disrespect to Mariano. Mariano's a fucking beast. That dude's a stud.
Mariano has the balls to put money towards a Saudi league.
What did you say, Christian?
Close the ever.
Damn right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
There's no argument.
All
right. So we were going to talk about one other thing real quick. That we're going to do going into next year, we're going to predict and we're going to try to predict what the home run leaders for next year. And we're going to, as a show, put some money down on it and we're going to track it. No shock with this group of people that there's two names that we're already going to put money on.
A polar bear and a who else? And a glass and somebody and a, made of glass?
Hell no. Hell no. We are not putting anybody made of glass. You're gonna have to rise for that one. You're gonna have to rise up for that one.
Oh no, I'll make a rise up for that one, Roddy.
All right, Ivana, no. You can get on the plane and go out to Vegas with your sister, with your hoary daughter. I was about to say sister. That'd be a little bit weird. And like I said, with that crustacean pier era photo that you have, that was built made out of rocks, and go find her and go meet up with Raider Dave.
You know, normally I'd agree with you, Ronnie, but I'm not allowed back in Vegas after I broke those last laws.
All right. Well, then with you being here, you have first crack, not the smoke, but the bet on who you think the third person in the home run lead will be.
You can let me pick Ronnie.
You can pick. Well, then we'll all discuss.
So we're talking about scoring home runs, right?
Yes, hitting dingers, something you know very well about.
And I would like to nominate myself.
Yeah, I knew that one was coming.
Because I promise you, no one's going to score more than me.
Listen. We're already putting money in front of a polar bear. We know your vagina's very ice cold, and a judge that you know very well.
I do know that judge very well. I know all the Yankees.
Christian, he's talking. She's talking smack about your Yankees.
I'm talking smack. I love the Yankees.
Maybe that's why they performed badly this last year. What did you do to them?
This is why Glass Carlo's always hurt.
Hey, only
Christian,
I can make fun of
Christian, she hurt your Yankees. You better give her some shit.
I didn't hurt anybody. I never hurt the Yankees. The Yankees hurt me. I asked for a break, and they said after the second strip.
Like it's a Kit Kat bar.
Give me a break, boy.
Oh, shit. No, all right.
Look, I am employed by the team to make sure that all those boys are nice and relaxed when they go out on the dime.
Is that why the syphilis has gone up?
Yes. I can't even lie about that. I'm patient zero.
I'm patient zero. Hey, yo.
A little poochie-poochie.
Oh, Jesus.
Anyway.
Little poochie-poochie.
Give me a player you think is going to hit the most dingers, and I'll tell you the odds.
All right, let's go. Let's start with the polar bear in the room. Let's start with
obviously, like I said, we're doing the two that are already in is Alonso at 9-1, and Judge at 3.5.
I'm going to play as a
Paul. Oh, say that again.
Paul Goldie.
Goldie.
I got heck you with Goldie.
Goldschmidt is far down here. Where the hell is Paul? Where the hell is Goldie? 200-1.
All right, what about Julio?
Sounds like a light Saturday.
Julio Rodriguez is 75-1.
One more name, and I'll throw out, and then you guys get it. What about Acuna?
Acuna, 20-1.
Okay. Christian, you have any names you want to throw into that hat?
I think Christian stepped away real quick.
Oh, okay.
Brian. Not Ivana. Ivana can go away for a little bit. Ryan, throw a name out.
Oh, Nolan Arenado.
Arenado is probably going to be down in the 200-1s also.
I mean, I wouldn't doubt it, but whenever he gets on a streak, man, he performs.
Yeah.
I got another name. What about Mookie Betts?
Mookie 75.
Mookie 75?
You got to think of, though. Is that going to take away from – is someone like that, like that's on the Dodgers, is going to take away from someone like Shohei? But then again, we're not saying RBI leader. We're saying home run leader.
Well, you know what's going to be interesting, too, is like to see how those two coexist in the lineup together when Shohei will be healthy enough to perform, you know, if how those two are going to – because – you got to figure, Mookie has been like the man out there in L.A. He's been like the superstar. Now he's going to be kind of pushed to the back seat. How is that going to coexist? It's going to be interesting to see.
So the other thing I want to say to people is when it comes to this, we're also going to bet on each three of these three guys. We're going to be putting down a little change to see if they hit a home run at each game. Obviously, they're not going to hit a home run in each game, but depending on how it goes, will we make money off of this at the end? It's also a study on what, is it possible to make money off of this, like be profitable at the end? Is it a possibility? Because I have another one, too, of someone like Ella De La Cruz.
You know what? Ronnie, when did he come up last year?
He came up in July, August.
Okay, so the only thing that worries me about a guy like that, And because the reason I'm going to say what I'm going to say, and you'll see where I'm going with this in a minute, is because a lot of people, when Pete did what he did his freshman year of baseball, if you want to say, his rookie year, can he continue to produce? What do you think we're going to get out of him this year now that the league has learned him a little bit? Is it going to change? Is he going to stay pat, or do you think he's going to be a drop-off?
I think he's going to stay up there because I think he's going to be – he is going to be that next step from what someone like O'Neill Cruz was. Like, Cruz was that next step, but then he got injured, and now we don't know what he's going to be because – we got to see how he comes back from injury, because apparently that injury, that broken ankle, took him out the entire season.
Right, because it's like I said, that's something that can, you know, when you talk about like a pitcher, it's the arm, or with a hitter, you're talking about the legs. Because if they can't plant off that leg, I don't know if it was his plant leg or his drive leg, so I don't know. Cause
I don't remember.
But regardless, it's like you don't know how. Is he going to be hesitant? Is he going to be, is he going to push it?
So here we go. Last year he came up, he played 98 games.
Who, De La Cruz you're talking about?
De La Cruz.
Okay.
He played half a year. He hit 13 home runs, 44 RBIs, and batting average was 235.
He's going to need to work on the batting average.
Oh, obviously, it was also his rookie year. It was the fact that he was hitting 235, just getting called up.
Which brings me to somebody that I want to discuss how that's going to be effective.
And also 6'5", 200-pound third baseman.
Right.
He a tall motherfucker.
Yeah, he a big boy.
But he's also. I would like him as homers, but I would also bet on him to get multiple on base because the dude can run a 10-flat triple. Like he can get from home to third in less than 10 seconds.
That's impressive speed.
Yeah. It is. I can't take that away from him.
I would not have him winning, say, the hitting title because I think there's more consistency. But if you're telling me stolen base, he is 9-1 to be the stolen base leader. Obviously, someone like Ronald Acuna is in the lead right now at -1.5 or +1.5.
But the only thing with Acuna, you got to be careful, is because he's coming off of a. I know he's healed, but still, he still had that leg injury, so that might hamper him as he gets
still,
a little older.
He still ended up. Having the best, what's it called? He had the best season when it came to stolen bases and home runs.
Oh, I don't discount it at all.
He had 50 last year. He's coming off of being the leader. He led the league last year in stolen bases. But anyway, guys on the top of that list, though, like is Matt Olson at 7, Schwarberg at 9, Soto at 10.
Well, Soto's going to have a hell of a breakout because with that short right field porch in Yankee Stadium.
Right.
Fuck, man.
Mike Trout's 27. I mean, Shohei is 9.
What about Bryce? What about Bryce Harper?
I think Bryce Harper was 75.
Really? Harper was that low? Was that low on the list, huh?
Yeah, because here it is, 50.
That's still pretty low for. Yeah, I wouldn't expect that for Harper, but.
By the way, Nola is 125.
Nola.
Arenado.
Oh, okay.
O'Neill Cruz 175. Bobby Witt Jr. 175. Bobby Witt, I would put more towards stolen bases and on base. Like, I would bet him – I would put money on him for total bases.
Oh, yeah, because Witt's got some power, but he's not a power
No,
power
I would put,
guy.
Like I said, guys like O'Neill, De La Cruz – actually, if I had to do a bet Actually, maybe we do that. We'll try that. We'll do their total bases every game. We'll do De La Cruz.
Witt.
And
J-Rod. You can even throw J-Rod in that group, too.
O'Neill. And
well, O'Neill Cruz, we don't know if he's going to start the season.
He'll start because they kept him out the year just so they have him starting.
Well, then the only thing that scares me with that is like if he's going to have to knock some rust off and like maybe.
Well, that again, that's what
keep him down. Like keep him down in the minor leagues for a month.
Well, that's what spring training.
Then extend. No, he needs. I think O'Neill Cruz is going to need an extended spring training. You know, maybe play until about the 20th or 25th of April, then bring him up because then that way he'll get more reps to knock the rust off because
Ryan,
he hasn't played in a year.
What do you think about this?
What are we talking?
Just instead of like Bobby Witt getting that, like put De La Cruz, Bobby Witt, O'Neill Cruz, and J-Rod for like a total base, to bet on their total bases.
Oh, that'd
every
be cool.
Game. Every game. Because obviously it's not going to be, and I'm not even talking about hits, because a lot of these guys draw walks. So, I mean, if you're telling me, oh, well, you can bet on them to get 1.5 bases a game, I can so see everyone getting that.
Right.
Especially guys like Bobby Witt, who's all that right there except J-Rod is speed.
J-Rod's got some speed. He's not as quick as the others, but there's definitely some speed there.
No. Honestly, I think if we're going to go with this home run bet, I wouldn't go Acuna. As much as I would like to go Acuna, I wouldn't go Acuna. I would not be shocked if we go J-Rod at 75.
Wait a minute, what's that kid? What's that kid that was in the home run hitting contest from Texas?
You know what
I'm talking about, right?
I don't remember. There is one guy. I know the one guy you would have talked about, Schwarberg, right?
Well, no, but now that I think of it, but there was a kid. There was a kid from Texas that was in this year's home run hitting contest. Let me see if I can look it up. Keep talking. I'll see if I can look it up.
So like other names like Gunnar Henderson's 100-1, Bo Bichette's 100-1, things like that. Ryan, do you have any other ones you want to throw around?
Not at the moment, no.
Machado's 25, Friedman's 25, Tatis Jr.'s 25. Rafael Dever is 25. That's the only one I could think of that was Texas, was Dever.
I'm going through it. Rosarena.
Oh, Rosarena?
Yeah, that's a name. I'm trying to see. Luis
Roberts Jr. was the leader at the midway point.
That's another one. That's Luis Robert White Sox.
Not the lead. If you told me you want to throw a couple on him to hit a home run, like when it was a pitching.
Randy Rosarena from the Devil Rays, or from the Rays.
300-1.
Really? Oh, somebody from Garcia from Texas. What's his name? Somebody named Garcia.
Yeah, it's Adios Garcia, 30-1. He's tied up with Acuna.
Who, the Garcia kid from Texas?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about. That's the one I was thinking of.
That was RBIs. Devers is 35-1 for home runs. And Garcia is in the 100-1 range. Yeah. 100-1. But I mean, that's right there. So someone actually put out, and I think we'll go J-Rod. I think we'll tie up with J-Rod at the last one. We'll do Judge, Alonzo, and J-Rod.
That seems like a pretty interesting group right there.
Now, this is interesting. So there was a signing the other day in the AL Central. that is got people interested in the case Kansas City Reigns. So Seth Lugo.
The what? The who?
Kansas City Royals, sorry.
You said the Kansas City Rays.
I know what I said. They just signed Seth Lugo. Now, obviously that's not them beating down the fucking door to win a World Series.
Hey, Lugo's a good pickup.
But it's them showing that they want to spend money. Right.
True.
Now, they are 20-1 to win the Central.
Great.
Are they really?
Would it be shock? And the Twins right now are -125. They're a heavy favorite. Would it be shock if the Royals ended up getting one or two more pickups? I mean, hell, there's a guy like Cody Bellinger still out there that could that no one's touching.
Not yet, but now I have a feel. No, the reason I say that is because now that Soto's off the board, guys like him are about to cash in.
Right, but I'm saying is, would it be shocking if the Royals came out? Because they're looking for a new stadium within the next 5 years.
Who is? The Ray? The Royals?
The Royals.
They're going to move out of the K?
They're not moving. They want to renovate, make it modern.
I was going to say, they can't get rid of the K, man. Kauffman? You can't get rid of Kauffman.
No, I think they're trying to make it more modern. But with someone like Bellinger here, 20-1 could easily go up to 5-1. And someone like, and also then you have Bobby Witt Jr. on the team and stuff like that.
Yeah, but you know what? And here's the thing when it comes to the Royals. The Royals, they don't have a starting rotation that's a dominating force yet.
Because they just picked up also, I think it was Will Smith for the bullpen.
But, yeah, these are nice little, like, pickups for them, but they're not going to be a team like Christian. I'm sorry, Christian stepped away. I would love to get his take on this because he's probably seen the Royals more than any of us with the Yankees. The Royals might start off pretty darn good, but then the Royals always seem to fizzle out at the end of the season.
Right, yeah. The Royals added Will Smith on a one-year deal for $5 million. They are now reportedly talking to the Cubs for Marcus Stroman.
Oh, he's going to love it there. And I'm being sarcastic when I say that.
But it looks like they're making – I mean, but guess what? That's a starting – that's someone in their rotation. And, hell, if they move – for all they know, they can move Lugo to –
Lugo would be a, like when he was with the Mets, he would be a good bullpen, long guy out of the bullpen.
Yeah, 3 years, $45 million. He didn't get bullpen money.
Well, no, he's not going to get bullpen money because he's coming off a one-year deal with San Diego, and he really didn't do, I'm sorry to say it, but he really didn't wow them in San Diego because if he did, they would have kept him. But I looked at his stats. They just weren't there. I think it was the change in scenery. Maybe this will be good for him. I don't know.
Oh, my God. This is great. Did you see the Bowman draft card set up this year?
No.
Card here?
No.
They made a Tom Brady card. They made
I did see that. Yes, I did. I did
and
see that.
Did you see Brady's tweet? It was all a dream, right?
Football didn't work out. You know, football doesn't work out. There's always baseball or something.
No. He had literally one that said the commercial came out and he just wrote, "It was a dream. It was all a dream," right? Because it said Tom Brady. Get ready for this, Tom Brady. His stats. Because this is great. 649 home runs, 3-time NL MVP, 7-time world champ, 5-time World Series MVP. Because it's all his
football accomplishments.
His football numbers as baseball. So 649 touchdowns, seven champs or 7 titles, 5 MVPs and 3 NFL MVPs. Great. In an Expos uniform as number 12. That's great.
Well, unless he's got Belichick coaching, managing for him, putting Cork in the bat. Wait a minute, did I say that out loud?
So even the Baseball Hall of Fame Museum made a fake placard for the Hall of Fame, and it says...
Sorry, guys. I just got... You guys want to know what one of my birthday presents is?
What?
What's that?
All of you, especially you, John, you're really going to like this. My sister got me Yankee tickets next year for April 20th, and I'm going to literally be 3 rows behind the Yankees dugout.
Oh, nice.
Awesome, dude.
Yeah.
Zach, congratulations. That's great.
Thank you. Sorry to interrupt, but I just want to say, I have everybody listening, especially you three. Thank you guys so much for the birthday wishes. And it's to everybody who's listening, who found a way to get in contact with me. I always have good days, but today was a little bit more special.
Oh, we got you. We always got you. You know that.
Yeah, it feels good to be 27.
You
man,
just a
nah.
baby.
Yeah, I'm still a baby compared. I'm only 33.
Hold on. When was the game?
Rays Yankees, April 20th.
Okay.
Next year. It's a Saturday.
I'm looking at it because I'm looking at who they play next, and that's hilarious.
Yeah. Honestly, all of us, and Ryan, you got to come out here too. We all need to go to a baseball game next year.
Christian, would you like to know who they're playing after on the weekday?
Who?
Oakland.
Who, the Yankees?
Yeah.
So it's just an exhibition. Got it.
What I'm saying is that you could have gotten into an argument with Raider Dave over this.
Yeah.
But quick to you, Christian, on this, and then we'll start going into football.
Hold on, I got one baseball thing I need to bring
up. Okay. Who would you put to win the home run title?
In either league?
Besides,
or are you going...
total, and besides Judge and Alonso.
Wow. I'd probably say Ronald Acuna.
Okay, he's 20-1.
Honestly, he is the closest thing I've seen to Manny Ramirez.
Okay.
Just his stance, his ability to just produce runs, and I just think he's a better outfielder than Manny ever was in his career. I'm going to say Ronald Acuna.
All right, and then the last one we were talking about was the Kansas City Royals picking up Will Smith for the bullpen and Seth Lugo for 3 years. They're 20-1 to win the Central, and they're looking right now to trade. And they're looking right now to trade for Marcus Stroman.
They're young. I like that one young kid that they have, Bobby Witt. I think
yeah, Bobby Witt Jr. Yep.
Yeah, because, look, Kev is always raving about Bobby Witt. And, he's seen a little bit more of him than I have because, he's an AL Central guy. I think the Royals can be a dark horse because, it's who? It's the Guardians. It's the Twins.
The Twins.
It's the Twins. No, I'm not even, going off odds. I'm just listening to teams.
So the Twins, Guardians, Tigers, Royals, Sox.
Yeah, but Christian, you weren't here, and I said about when it comes to the Royals. The Royals always have started out seasons on fire, but then at the end of the season, they normally fizzle out.
They fizzle.
Yeah.
Right.
Because they're just... I don't know if it's because they do have I think, correct me if I'm wrong, and you might know this more than, is Zach Greinke still on the team?
I think Greinke, a Diamondback?
He's a free agent.
Okay. Oh, so he is a free agent, but he was spent the last two years with the Royals, and he just didn't have it.
He last played with the Royals. So he did with the Royals, the Brewers, the Angels, the Dodgers, the Diamondbacks. Wow, he's been around.
You know what? And that's surprisingly for somebody of Zach Greinke's caliber, because he was always a dominating pitcher in his prime. He's with Houston, too, I believe.
The Hall of Famer.
I don't know if I'd go Hall of Famer with him.
He's got the rings.
Yeah, but what you got to look at the rings are great, but you got to look at the overall stats with him.
Mm-hmm.
Does he have any Cy Youngs?
Yeah, he won one in 2009.
He's got one. Okay, he's got one. That'll help his case. But with somebody like him, that might be a veterans committee pickup down the road. But I don't know if he's going to be a first ballot.
He was a six-time All-Star. He's a six-time Gold Glove Award winner. He's a two-time Silver Slugger Award winner. And he's a two-time MLB ERA leader.
Those are all good things, but like I said, but I don't know. We don't know if he's still going to be if he's still going to play, because no team is really – I think he's, what, 40 now, I think?
Yeah, he is 40. Hold on again. You guys keep talking.
Yep. No, you're right. John, last thing, then we'll move to college.
Okay, now this – Ronnie, this will – well, everybody can answer this, but this is more like for you, because you're – do you think Ronnie Mauricio going down with ACL?
You were going to ask this. It has nothing right now because we don't know how long he's going to be out for.
Well, but he's obviously not going to start the season with the team. He's going to be out at least until July or August, possibly. But here's my question. I've been hearing a lot of rumblings. Do you take a chance at a Justin Turner for a one-year deal, possibly?
Bring him back to the Mets where he started his career? Yeah, I would.
Because there's been a lot of rumblings about that.
Right now, here's the thing. It doesn't affect anything right now because he could be back before the All-Star game.
He's got a torn ACL.
With how these guys nowadays...
Look, unless he's going to the same place that Aaron Rodgers is going, I don't know.
So July. So what, 9 months? No, sorry. It takes...
It's going to be, they said 10 to 12.
Then he'd be out the whole year.
Well, that's what a lot of people are thinking. He's going to be out for the year.
We don't know yet, though. They need to actually do the surgery, and we need to see how his rehab goes.
He had the surgery today. I believe he had the surgery today.
Yeah, I knew you were going to ask this. I have no answer to that because I don't know. Until I actually hear more about it, I don't know.
But do you think this will have any effect on the Mets' psyche? Going in, because here it is, December, and already one player that they were looking for to be a key player next year is already out.
They've already made it perfectly clear that they're looking for expectations next year, not World Series.
So then I'm pretty much going to say it right now, Yamamoto is probably not going to sign with the Mets. He's more likely because apparently, according to what I read in reports, Ohtani met with him. Personally,
okay.
I have a feeling he's going to be a Dodger because he wants to play with other Japanese players. He's more likely going there because they got more to offer. More because that's probably why Ohtani took as little as he did.
Apparently the Dodgers were the only ones that gave him that because the Giants also gave him the exact same contract, but he wanted to win World Series. And he thought it was a better chance to win in L.A. than San Francisco.
Well, the Giants did pick up. They picked up, I forget what his name is.
Let's put it this way. If he's going to go, and we'll move on, because I don't think Ryan's going to have the same thing. If he doesn't know, if he wants to win titles, he can go anywhere, because he's a good enough pitcher to work around him. If he wants to play with other Japanese players right now, there's really only one other place that has that. It's besides LA, it's the Mets. And it's going to come down, or if he wants, again, I'll say it again. If he wants to be a Yankee, he's a diehard Yankee fan from growing up. If he wants to be a Yankee, he will take a pay cut and be a Yankee. But I'll tell you right now, the Mets are going to probably offer him 8 years, $30 million a year.
and he's probably, and if I'm him, I take that deal.
But that's the thing. It's not, we don't know what's in his mind. We don't know what he's thinking. If it's about the money, the Mets are the best suitor. If it's about playing for titles, he can go, and it depends on who he wants to play with. But if it's strictly about money, the Mets can offer him the most money.
I just found out. I just saw a spot from Tom Verducci. I don't know how reliable his name is. The Mets are actively pursuing Josh Hader.
Yeah, that's a good pickup.
That doesn't mean they're going to get him, but that's...
Yeah, that's a good pickup. But
That would be a great pickup to go along with with Diaz, man.
Yep.
But anyway, let's move on.
Moving on to college football. Because it is bowl season, officially. Do have some breaking news that broke today, real quick. Rutgers is extending Greg Schiano through 2030. Great. He still makes more than Phil Murphy. I still love that. The fucking coach of a fucking football team makes more than the goddamn governor. Duke hired Penn State defensive coordinator Diaz as their head coach because everyone else is fucking leaving. I wish Christian was here because I would talk about Jaden Daniels winning the 2023 Heisman Trophy.
Yeah, kind of
what?
I'll be right back.
All right. Kind of deserves it because he threw for 50 touchdowns, which in college football is nearly unheard of.
Yeah, that is. I mean, even I know that's pretty fucking unheard of.
But I even was like, the reason why that's...
All right, guys, I'm back.
Okay, so we actually were just talking about Jaden Daniels winning the Heisman.
Did I tell you I met him on Saturday?
Yes. Yes, you did.
Yeah, I met him. Yeah, John, I met him.
Did you really? Very cool.
Yeah, nice kid. Not the biggest guy, but he's tall. He's like 6'4", 6'5 and a half. And he took a picture right outside of Port Authority, like across the street from the bus stop. Just a nice kid. You know, I didn't want to ask for a picture with him or even an autograph or anything because he was with his family. So I thought I'd be respectful in that manner. He was nice.
So, all right. So according to the voting, it was a runaway.
Yeah.
Jaden.
Yeah, I mean, he was the most electrifying player in college football. You know what did it for him, Ronnie?
What's that?
He was the catalyst of the highest scoring offense in college football. LSU averaged 47 points per game. They don't do that without Jaden Daniels.
50 touchdowns in the SEC is unheard of.
Yeah, it is.
First place votes, he had 503. He had 2,029 total votes for the Heisman. Second place was Michael Penix with 292 first place votes and only 1,001 votes. Bo Nix only had 51 first place votes and 885 total votes. I think even with them losing the Pac-12, Jaden was going to win it, looking at this.
Yeah.
And then Marvin Harrison only had 350 votes.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, I don't think he even had that great of a year. Marvin Harrison.
Who, Marvin Harrison?
Yeah.
You out your mind.
No, I don't think he had that great of a year. Not on the fault of his. Fault of his quarterback, fault of Ryan Day.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, so it's more so Kyle McCord that you're blaming.
Yeah.
I mean,
think about it. And watching him live, watching him on the field live, literally there was a play that McCord got picked off that they were throwing to Harrison, and no one was around. Harrison was wide open. If McCord threw a little more of a zip on that ball, it was getting to him in the middle of the gap. Rutgers picked that shit off immediately.
Yeah.
you can't blame him.
No, you can't.
For the quarterback having a bad year.
Nah, you can't.
But now it's interesting that McCord is leaving Ohio State, not possibly playing in the Cotton Bowl, and now you have seconds. At least now they have time to practice with whatever this is, with whatever they have. If he's not going to play,
right?
Big Ten leading rusher, Rutgers' Kyle Manungai is returning for his senior year.
Okay.
Tyler Van Dyke is now going to be in Wisconsin.
Oh.
Former Duke quarterback Leonard commits to Notre Dame.
Yeah, I saw that. That's not a bad move. You know, he's a guy. He's kind of cut from the Ian Book cloth. You know, he's mobile. He can move around. He can throw it.
So I got the next. I got the next Ohio State quarterback. Sorry to cut you off. I got the next Ohio State quarterback here. Finish what you're going to say, and I'll bring it up.
Nah. I said what I had to say.
Okay. Malik Murphy just entered the transfer portal.
Ooh, Ohio State might regress.
I think that over McCord.
Yeah, but he wasn't all that great in Texas.
Malik Murphy didn't really play.
This guy can suck.
Yeah.
But you know what? You know why he's entered in transfer portal?
Why?
Because next year, Arch Manning's starting.
No, I thought Quinn Ewers was considering coming back.
He hasn't announced yet, but if he's not coming back, Arch is starting.
Oh, for sure.
But that's the thing. Like, it really depends on is when yours coming back. Because Arch didn't. Well, I thought Arch was going to hit the transfer portal, not Malik.
Yeah.
Because Arch would have went to fucking Ohio State and they'll fuck off.
Right.
Makes as much sense as New England parting ways with Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just saw that. That's why I sent it to you.
So last thing, too, is Colorado's economy generated a $113 million in Deion's first season in revenue, like the restaurants around the stadium. That's great, but on the same time, that's terrible. Like, it's great for the economy. It's great for everything around there. But Deion needs to fucking stop treating this team like it's an NFL team. Pretty much. Have you seen the interviews with former linemen or former players for Colorado that didn't play in the spring, that played in the spring game? Christian?
I haven't.
Literally, someone came in, they sat for 45 seconds. Deion pointed, said to the coach, go ahead, tell him. They told him he was cut. He went to shake Deion's hand. Deion looked at him and says, well, there's the door.
Oh.
That's pretty fucked up.
And he said it to more than, so the whole story of, oh, hey, more and more people were getting cut from that he was going and digging through the transfer portal. That apparently, allegedly, was the conversation that were going on. And they were revoking these kids' scholarships for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Because apparently you can't play on a football team unless you're under scholarship. I don't understand.
Wow.
I don't understand that.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's the one thing that was going on. And, like, just hearing that. Listen, we get it. Your kid was around in this, but you didn't give your – you gave your kids special privilege to jaw jack during there. This is why teams wanted to see you get curb stomped throughout the entire season.
Well, if he's handling it the way you said he handled it, that's fucked up. I'm sorry.
Granted, does he want to be the villain? Yes. Being the villain, come back and bite you in the ass. Yeah, it will. It's not going to be pretty. It is what it is, but all right, we're ready to get into picking these bowl games.
Yeah.
We're just, like I said, so rule of thumb for anyone that's new to this, when we pick our bowl games, we're just picking for the week. We're not picking for all of them because we don't know what's going to happen. So we're going to pick up to December 19th. All right? All right, first game we have is the Myrtle Beach Bowl, 11 a.m. and
I'm gonna tune back in. I gotta take this call.
All right, I'll call right back in. All right, cool. All right, Myrtle Beach Bowl in Conway, South Carolina. Georgia Southern is a 3.5-point favorite over Ohio.
Now, who is this now?
The Georgia Southern Eagles versus the Ohio Bobcats.
Give me Ohio.
Yeah, give me Ohio, too. I think the team out of the MAC is a better team overall. Plus, with the points, 3.5 is the better number. Now, going to a completely different game. That is the funniest shit. The Cricket Celebration Bowl, where they take two teams from historical black colleges and they play for a title, which is kind of a cool thing. But it's Howard at 6-5 versus Florida A&M. No spread on this game. Who wins?
Florida. Let's take Florida.
The Rattlers are 11-1 and Howard 6-5. Yeah, Howard's not going to win. All right.
Yeah.
The R&L Carriers New Orleans Bowl. Jacksonville State takes on the Raging Cajuns of Louisiana. Jacksonville State is a 3-point favorite.
Give me the Cajun team.
Okay. Right?
Who is it?
The Raging Cajuns of Louisiana taking on Jacksonville State.
Let's go to Jacksonville.
See, John, you're actually – this is interesting because Louisiana is used to playing in the Caesar Superdome, the Superdome now.
I was about to call it
the Silverdome.
Pontiac Silverdome? What are you, Hulk Hogan?
Yeah, I know, right? Brother.
Brother.
But Jacksonville State is coming off their first year. I think Rich Rod is a better coach than Louisiana. I haven't seen much of Louisiana, but I'm taking Jack State. All right, time for the baby brother game. The Avocados from Mexico Cure Bowl.
So stupid, these fucking names.
Miami of Ohio taking on Appalachian State. Appalachian State is a 6.5-point favorite. Miami of Ohio is 11-2. Appalachian State is 8-5. Give me Miami of Ohio.
Yeah.
Brian?
Do you really have to ask?
You're taking the baby brothers.
You're the baby brothers.
Yep. All right. The Instella New Mexico Bowl. New Mexico State versus Fresno State. It's literally in New Mexico's home fucking stadium.
There you go.
Diego. Yeah, give me New Mexico. All right. The Starco Brands LA Bowl.
These bowl names are so fucking stupid.
It's fucking great.
They're so fucking stupid. God damn.
UCLA taking on the Boys in the Blue Turf in Boise State. This is in L.A. at SoFi Stadium. UCLA is a 4-point favorite. Give me the team that's not traveling. Give me UCLA.
Yeah, I'll take that team. Whatever.
Right?
Take UCLA on the home team this time.
All right. The Radiance Technology Independence Bowl. California, California, taking on Texas Tech. The game's in Shreveport, is in Independence Stadium in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Give me Texas.
Texas.
Yeah, give me Texas Tech. All right, going to Monday. That's all Saturday games. Going to Monday. The famous, oh, God, Costa Rica Bowl.
Jesus Christ, these names suck. It fucking suck.
Hey, hey, at least it's not the Roto, it's not the Roto-Rooter Bowl.
I'm surprised they haven't had the Tampax Bowl yet.
There's a lot of strings that need to be pulled for that first.
Oh, Jesus.
Fucking Western Kentucky taking on Old Dominion. Old Dominion's a 2.5-point favorite.
Fucking booty you on that one. who are these teams again?
Western Kentucky, the Hilltoppers versus the Monarchs of Old Dominion.
Give me Kentucky.
Oh,
I think the steam's out of everybody.
Ryan? Ryan?
Yeah.
Who are you taking?
Who are my choices?
Western Kentucky and Old Dominion.
Nobody gives a fuck.
Fair enough. I'm taking the team in red, Western Kentucky. No, that wasn't a Tampax joke either. All right. Oh, God damn it. Why the fuck? Oh, God. All right. Scooter's Coffee Frisco Bowl.
I'm not even going to try. I can't.
It's another who the fuck cares bowl.
That's what I'm saying. I don't even care.
Well, no, actually, this is actually two teams that are actually good. UTSA versus Marshall. UTSA is a 13-point favorite.
Well, if they weren't good, if they were so good, they'd be in a bowl that actually means something.
Hey, there's a lot of money from sponsors going to these colleges. Give me UTSA.
I don't give a fuck.
Ryan?
I'm going to take Marshall.
If I had a pick, I'll go Marshall, too. The fuck, why not?
Yeah, this is Felipe Frank's last game, dude. Like, some of these names of these, and we'll get to the NFL, hopefully Christian calls in soon, are some of the weirdest sponsors, like the Camilla Bowl, Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl, the Easy Post Hawaii Bowl, Serve Pro.
Emily presents Adult Onset Type 2 Diabetes Bowl.
Military Bowl, sponsored by GoBowling.com. Not even kidding. That's actually what it is.
I can't even come up with anything clever anymore.
My favorite one out of this, the Duke's Mayo Bowl. The winning head coach gets a Gatorade bucket dumped of mayonnaise on his head.
And I'm immediately out.
It's for charity.
Don't care. I'm a white person, and that's some white people shit.
Well,
exactly.
Guess what?
There
guess
you
what?
Go.
Rutgers is in one this year against Miami, and it's the Bad Boy Mowers Pinstripe Bowl. Fuck it. Joey Janela better be there. The Pop-Tart Bowl, which, by the way, the trophy is edible.
A bunch of college players and an edible trophy. It does not make it.
No.
No.
Wait, hold on. Where's the other one? Where are you?
It's great.
There's a Rob Gronkowski Bowl this year.
Oh, God. Are you fucking serious, bro?
Did they change it? No, because it was... Oh, no, it was the L.A. Bowl. Okay, no, the L.A. Bowl got changed because it was originally the L.A. Bowl sponsored by Jimmy Kimmel. But Gronkowski was supposed to take over, but they changed the name to something else.
Great Odin's Ravens.
Dude, some of these, literally the best thing of these are the names because they're just so stupid. Like DirecTV Holiday Bowl. No one has DirecTV anymore. The Wasabi Fenway Bowl.
So we gave up. We don't give a shit name by naming these bowls bowl.
Dude, it was there was one that was the Kool-Aid Weed Eaters Boca Raton Bowl.
Let's just call it what it is. When are they going to have the White Trash Bowl?
Oh, yeah, this one's good. The Cheez-Its Citrus Bowl. By the way, one of them is just literally one of them has never changed. It's literally just the Rose Bowl. Thank God that has never changed.
But see, that's the only classy one in the group. Jesus.
And the All-State Sugar Bowl has never changed either.
Well, you see, those are the two bowls that, I mean, those are world-renowned bowls.
Yeah, the Capital One Orange Bowl hasn't changed in like 20 years. Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl hasn't changed in like 20 years.
Oops, I crap my Depends Bowl.
The Depends Bowl, yeah. The Goodyear Cotton Bowl. Like, I want the Music City Bowl to come back. That hasn't been a thing in years. They need to come back with some good ones, like, again. Like, there were some that were just so, so bad that were funny. Camilla Bowl, the 76 Birmingham Bowl. Who the fuck
cares?
I get the sponsors are this, but, like, Avocado from Mexico Cure Bowl. And yet you have no team, Miami of Ohio versus Appalachian State. I'm sorry, if you're going to do Avocado from Mexico, put New Mexico State in there then. Jesus Christ. Like, the Myrtle Beach Bowl is cool because it's literally at the college. I might actually get on a plane and go if I have the money.
Motherfucker, if you get on a fucking plane and go to South Carolina.
I have residency. I had residency there at one point, so shut the fuck up.
You better get your ass on a plane and come to Missouri.
No, you have snow. I want to go where it's not snowing yet.
I was going to say, we got snow here too, bitch.
I said, yeah, we haven't had snow yet. It's been rain.
We get Midwest snow, and that is different.
No, no, no. You don't know shit until you know Jersey snow. Where it can snow 12 inches. Where it can snow 12 inches, and they say, huh?
Yeah, that's true. He's not wrong.
We'll get a combined 12 inches, but it'll only be like 6 to 8 inches of snow, and then the rest of it will be ice.
Oh, we get that too.
Here's the thing. South, when they get any type of snow, then we don't shut down. We just go, move the fuck over.
Oh, we don't shut down.
Yeah, because you're in the Midwest.
Yeah, we don't shut down. But you got parents outside with fucking blow dryers and battery packs making sure they can get the little fucking nasty-ass kids off to school.
Yeah. All right. Ready to do some NFL picks?
Yeah, because we're already at 10:30 and I'm starting to drag.
All right. Well, if Christian doesn't come back, I'll call him later. At least for Thursday. All right, because God forbid, the last thing he needs is to fall behind because we're all within one game of each other. He's four games ahead. He forgets he's going to have to put on a jersey that he don't like. All right. First things first. Thursday night football. The LA Chargers without their quarterback. The quarterback had season-ending finger surgery, taking on the Vegas Raiders.
Say it with more gusto.
No.
Say it with more gusto.
The Raiders.
That's right. And who am I?
Raisin Dave.
Razor Dave. Listen here, Raider Dave.
The Raiders. I'm going to win the game.
Are you Triple H over there or something?
Yes,
I'm going to hit you with my moped.
I called Jimmy Difference, but I ran over that fucking
Vinny Wop, sub bitch.
Hey! Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, I'm just saying.
What?
It happened.
What?
It happened.
What?
I hit the gas.
What?
I accelerated.
What?
I floored it.
What?
Pumped up.
What?
And then I backed up.
What?
And did it again.
Hell no.
Raider game.
All right. The Raiders are a 3-point favorite. The over-under is 34.5. Give me the Raiders.
Wait, I just want to hear you start the bitch today.
I'm taking the Raiders. Fuck the fuck the Chargers.
That's right. Smart man. Come on, John. Join the winning team. Join the winning team, John.
John's on mute for some reason. I know you're taking it. Ryan, who are you taking?
Dave, man, I'm going to take the Raiders over the Chargers.
That's right, because you're smart. Because you're smart. I'm not going to break your Christmas present.
What are you breaking?
Hey, Ross, how are you? Maybe.
All right, so we might get those off air. So let's make these picks so we can finish up tonight. Raider Dave. Get out of here. I know she took a red eye over, so you might be getting a visitor.
Not happening. I'm already on the run. Talk to you guys next week.
She said Raider Dave's on the run.
All right. Saturday, the Minnesota Vikings take on the Cincinnati Bengals. Josh Dobbs is not starting for Minnesota, so it's backup. It's third-string quarterback versus
backup
quarterback.
All right, back. Sorry, I had a phone call. I had a text.
All right, Vegas or L.A.?
L.A., fuck the Raiders.
Fuck you too, John.
Yeah, fuck you in the neck too, you.
I thought you were on the run. I thought you were on the run. Joanna's going to find you.
Hey.
And so is my uncle too, so you better fucking run, you little fucking twerp.
Hey, hey, you listen to me, John? You listen?
No, I don't listen to ghosts.
Listen to me. Go suck a dick with your butt.
What?
Yep. That was harsh.
I mean, I know where he was getting. I know where he was going with it, but I don't think he got there where he wanted to.
That fell so flat from the landing spot. I don't know.
All right, let's keep going. All right, the Minnesota Vikings taking on the Cincinnati Bengals. Cincinnati's a 3-point favorite.
Point spread.
Yeah, give me Cincy.
Yeah, I'll go Cincy.
Third-string quarterback, I can't trust Minnesota in this spot.
I can't trust Minnesota in this spot, but at the same time, I mean, this is only a 3-point spread.
Listen, Cincinnati's probably got the better defense, too.
Yeah.
I just don't trust that. All right. Well, I'm going to jot you down for this one already because I know. All right, the Pittsburgh Steelers taking on the Indianapolis Colts. Indy is a 1.5-point favorite.
Terrible towel time, man.
Sixburg, baby.
Yeah, give me Pittsburgh as they're back against the wall. And they're pretty much unbeatable on Saturdays. So, yeah, give me the Steelers. All right, the Denver Broncos take on the Detroit Lions. Detroit is a 4-point favorite. Ryan, who are you taking?
Detroit Rock City, baby.
After that embarrassment of a loss that they had against the Bears, they're not going to do that again. Give me Detroit, especially at home.
Yeah, for sure. They've got – this is a redemption game for them.
Yep. All right. Sunday, the Bears, speaking of, take on the Cleveland Browns. Browns are a 3-point favorite.
Oh.
Hey, this is a tough one to call.
Browns starting Flacco has been actually a resurgence in Flacco. And the fact that the Browns are keeping up with the Ravens. I don't know how much of this is going to keep going. Because Fields last week against Detroit played like the best team. Yeah, played like one of the best quarterbacks.
Uh-oh. You did it.
Yes, we know Joe Flacco made a deal with the devil to make it better. Does that mean you're taking Cleveland?
I'm here to say everyone is taking Cleveland.
Yeah.
All of us. We're all taking Cleveland. Do I make myself clear, Ron?
I mean, how am I getting convinced?
Because I'm the fucking devil. And I'm telling you, across the board, it's going to say Cleveland Browns. So you're taking the Browns, Christian's taking the Browns, John's taking the Browns, Ryan's taking the Browns. And it's the Browns. So I have spoken. Fuck off.
Well, the devil don't speak for me, but does he speak for you, Ryan?
I think he's got a point. I think it's going to be the Browns. We know Flacco sold his soul to the devil.
All right, I'm here.
All right, hold on. We're just doing one pick real quick, and then I'll run you through. John, who are you taking?
I said Cleveland.
I didn't hear you.
See, everybody's listening.
I'm taking Cleveland strictly for the defense.
You're taking Cleveland because the devil said we're all taking Cleveland.
All right. Christian, I don't know which games you're previewing, but if I'm just going to run through the games right now, just tell me if you're previewing, all right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Who you got in L.A. versus the Vegas?
I like the Raiders. No Justin Herbert. This is really as much of a pick'em as I've ever seen. You know what I'm saying? Because the Raiders are coming off not being able to score the other day. I'm going to take the Raiders in this one.
Okay. Cincinnati, Minnesota.
I like the Bengals. I like what I'm seeing from the Bengals because they're running the ball more. They're establishing Joe Mixon, and Jake Browning looks comfortable. You know, and some of those passes, and sometimes I think I'm watching Joe Burrow to Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins and Tyler Boyd. Like, he's spreading the ball around. Again, watch out for the Bengals.
And
I'm not saying.
And it looks like Dobbs is not going to be playing in this game either.
Right. Yeah, and he's been a nice story, but he, you know, he's been struggling the last couple weeks. But I'm going to take Cincinnati here.
Okay. Pittsburgh, Indy.
This is a big game. I previewed this one on Monday, actually. I'm going to take the Colts because I just don't like what I'm seeing from the Steelers offense. They're so lethargic. The Colts know that they let an opportunity slip from them the other day in Cincinnati. I think it's going to be low scoring. I think it's going to be hard hitting. I think it's going to be physical. And don't you love December football games on a Saturday?
Yeah. All right. Denver, Detroit.
I like Detroit. I previewed this one on Tuesday. I think Detroit's defense, they're going to rise to the occasion. They're going to contain Russell Wilson. They're going to try and keep him in the pocket. I think that's what's going to have to be key. I want to see how the Lions start because the Lions have, to me, the Lions have been exposed. But then again, their inexperience is showing because a lot of guys haven't been here. And when teams haven't been where they are right now as far as winning, they tend to let it get to their head because they're winning. And you know the saying, act like you've been there before. But I think the Lions win this one 28-21.
Okay, and then we left off at Cleveland versus Chicago.
I like the I like the Browns. I think that defense is just going to be a little too much and overpowering. And, yeah, it just seems like Joe Flacco's kind of found his moxie a little bit.
Yep. All right, now we are all caught up. I'll get the college stuff from you if you want it later.
Okay.
Because it's a bunch of bowl games. It's the first week of bowl games that we did. We went from the first one to the UTSA Marshall game. But, all right. No, Tampa Bay versus the Packers. Green Bay.
I like Green Bay.
3.5 point favorite. Yeah, we're all caught up.
I like
now,
Green so. Bay.
Yeah, great. Yeah, Green Bay for me.
Yeah, I like Green Bay. They're the better team.
I'm going to take Tampa.
It's a
and I know my picks last week were shitty.
Oh, dude, I won the week by one game.
Who's in first place?
You are by 4.
Oh, okay. All right. I ain't worried.
Green Bay. Yeah, I'm taking Green Bay also. Cold weather team, warm weather team coming into a cold weather stadium. It's going to, even though it's 1 o'clock, Tampa ain't going to be used to that again. Green Bay, and also Green Bay coming off the embarrassment of losing to the Giants.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Next, the Houston Texans take on the Tennessee Titans. Tennessee is a 2.5 point favorite. Will Levis coming off of a great game. Can he do it again? We do not know right now if Stroud is going to be playing. He is in concussion protocol. With that being said, right now, I am taking Tennessee because I don't think even coming out of it, I think CJ got found out by the Jets. I think they figured out how to stop him or how to slow him down. And I think Will Levis is playing with his hair on fire right now. Give me Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Houston.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm taking Tennessee because they're doing this on emotion. Remember, Frank Wycheck unfortunately died over the weekend. And, you know, they wanted that game on Monday for Frank, and this is their first home game since he died. They're going to come out. They're going to come out, and they're going to play hard, and they're going to dedicate this game to the Wycheck family. I like I definitely like the Tennessee Titans. I'm with you, Ronnie.
Yeah, I think they figured out how to play them. Speaking of the Jets, they're 8.5 point dogs against the Miami Dolphins. We don't know what Hill is going to be right now. But I don't know how to look at this game. But, John, who are you taking?
Come back to me on that one.
Ryan, who are you taking?
I am going to take the Dolphins.
Christian?
Wow. This is tough. Because you remember the last time they played, Miami punched him in the mouth. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go Miami, but I think the Jets make it interesting because if Miami turns it into a shootout, which we know they're capable of doing, the Jets have no chance. I want to see how Zach Wilson bounces back. I want to see how Zach Wilson plays after having the best game of his life on Sunday. Like, the Texans made him look like the second coming of Joe Montana. If the Jets can get physical early on, they have a shot because that's what you have to do against teams who like to beat you with speed. You got to punch them in the mouth because they don't like that. And when you punch them in the mouth, they don't recover. If anything, I mean, this is a long shot. The Jets have to take a page out of Buffalo's playbook when they played him in week 4. You get what I'm saying, Ronnie? I'm gonna take Miami, but the Jets make it interesting.
I guess I'm gonna have to go with Miami because I just don't see now that the words come out that the Jets are gonna actively trade Zach in the offseason, I don't think his heart's gonna be in it anymore. That's just my opinion.
They came out with that before the Houston game, and he's right now he's playing for his draft picks. The reason he's playing with his hair on fire is because he wants to get traded to a team that actually needs either a backup or a starting quarterback. He wants to prove that he can still play this game. I think he's going to play with his hair on fire. I think Miami squeaks it out. I don't like this number. I think the Jets lose by 3-7. I do not like this being a 10-point or 9-point spread. Give me Miami to win, but the Jets are going to cover.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, well, we'll get to this next team because, woo-wee! I feel sorry for Bill Belichick. Kansas City Chiefs are a 7.5-point favorite over the New England Patriots.
Patty Mahomes after this weekend. Christian, I sent you that video about that.
I wanted to save. You still want my thoughts, John?
Let's make the pick, and then we'll do the thoughts.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll do the thoughts after.
Yeah. Well, no, after we make our picks, after we make the picks off this game.
Yeah,
before we go to the Giants. So I'm taking Kansas City.
Yeah,
I like Kansas City. I mean, they need this one because they've lost two games in a row. The more games you lose, the less of a chance you have at obtaining that number one seed in the AFC. And right now, it's a logjam between three teams fighting for that one spot, for that one seed. It's Baltimore, it's Miami, and it's Kansas City. And if anything, Miami losing should kind of brighten the lights for Kansas City. Because remember, the Chiefs own the head-to-head tiebreaker over the Dolphins.
Now, all right, let's dive into this real quick over the Kadarius Toney. Fiasco before we move on to the Giant game. So I looked up the all 22 of this. So everyone's saying that, oh, well, so-and-so, he's offside. It's not that big of a deal. He should have been warned that, okay. The only way this would have been okay is if Toney actually checked with the line judge to see if he was off, if he was good where he was. He never checks with the line judge.
Mm-hmm.
So right there, he is full-blown offside.
Absolutely.
If he checked with the guy, if he checks, bad that he kept, made those jokes about all day about that. Now, is it bad that he he should have kept that flag in his pocket? Yes. But he was blatantly offsides.
No, but when I saw that play, and I said, because I respect Christian's words, so I figured, you know, do you think Mahomes reacted a little too much or not enough over that?
I thought he reacted enough because, you know, one, that cost him a game, right? Two, Kadarius Toney has cost the Chiefs three games this year. The one in Detroit, the one against Detroit in week one, the game against the Packers last weekend, and this game against the Buffalo Bills. So let me ask you this, John. Let's say this does happen, right, and Mahomes doesn't show any emotion. He'd be getting absolutely killed right now. But
true.
People are still killing him for giving emotion, but everybody was okay when Tom Brady was breaking iPads. And my thing is, look, they call that being passionate, and they call Mahomes just overreacting. Like, nah, you can't pick and choose.
Now, something happened during the Monday night game that has been blowing up. Tyreek Hill was near the exact same spot Toney was, and there was no flag.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do there? Because Goodell has come out and says the officiating's been extraordinary this year. Bullshit.
No, it hasn't.
Oh, well, they're focusing more on offsides, people lining up in the neutral zone.
What are they all going to the Angel Hernandez Training School for referees and umpires?
Here's the thing: this is the second game in a row that the referees have cost the Chiefs a football game.
Right.
You know, it's so funny you mentioned the referees because someone else I contribute for, right, the Prime, he's become one of my closest friends. His name is TJ, right? And TJ asked me, he's like,
I know how in tune you are with the game, and I know how, you know, how much you love the game. He goes, I know you know about these terrible officials. I'm like, absolutely. He's like, what do you do to fix the poor officiating. Right, the poor officiating. Thank you. I said, one, if, you know, poor officiating does what? It costs you a football game, right?
True.
So with that being said, first time a ref makes a mistake, he gets suspended for 3 games, right? Second time he makes a mistake, he's suspended for 6 games. And the third time, he's out of a job.
Because oh, God, I wish what's-his-name in baseball could hear that.
Because too many times, we're letting the fate and the indecisiveness and the inconsistency of a referee determine the outcome of a football game.
Well, look at this. I said the refs have cost the Chiefs back-to-back games. The refs, yes. Okay, was Tony offside? Yes. Is it the right call to make at the time? No. But is it the right call to make as a official? Yes, he was offside. It's blatant.
Right.
You don't make that call, though, with 2 minutes left to go in the game.
You don't.
Just like you make the call of pass interference when a Packer is draped over the back of a Chief.
Mark out that Scantling.
Yeah, like, they were blatant calls that, and the whole point of, oh, well, we're doing this is we want to have more offense. Well, more scoring's happening, and you're calling it back. Meanwhile, that right there has only been called 3 times of the last 2 seasons. It's been called 11 times this year. And meanwhile, 8 of them have been on the tush push.
Mm-hmm.
So the last 2 years of that call has been right now.
Right.
I'm sorry. There's something going on here that there's an agenda going on that no one wants to talk about. Meanwhile, I'm going to say this too. DeVito last night, Monday night, getting hit in the fucking head and there's no flag. How are you not throwing a flag? If that was Tom Brady, you breathe on him, that's a flag.
Exactly.
And he slid. It wasn't like he lowered his shoulder. He slid. He gave himself up and he got hit. Teddy Bridgewater doing that and his career got ended.
Mm-hmm.
But that's my opinion. Let's move on. Speaking of DeVito and Bibbidi Bobbidi, here's get your ass in the jalopy. The New York Giants take on the fucking Saints. Saints are a 6-point favorite.
I'm taking the Giants because you know what Tommy DeVito brings to this offense?
Life.
He can put the ball over the top. They haven't had that in quite some time.
Oh, yeah, and he can bail out his captain.
Yeah. Shut up, Ronnie. Shut up. Listen,
the Giants lost that game because of Barkley. They won it because of DeVito.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I haven't been impressed with the Saints this year. You know, 1 week they're up, next week they're down. Long as you stay the same, they'll come back around. I'm taking the Giants to get a big win in the Superdome.
I'll go with the G-men on that.
Ryan?
I'm going to take New Orleans.
I'm going to say, hey, yo, what's the matter, you? Give me Tony. Give me Cutlets to the Giants. The only one that took him against the Packers. Dude, I was so pissed that they called that a fumble. Oh, but fucking DeVito bailed him out.
Mm-hmm.
All right. the Atlanta Falcons take on the 1-12 Carolina Panthers. Atlanta's a 3-point favorite. Oh, my God, this game has just turned the fucking game off. I feel sorry for whoever's watching this on Fox. Give me the Falcons.
Falcons.
Yeah, give me the Falcons.
Go.
Next game.
Yeah, exactly. Next game. All right, the Washington Commanders take on the LA Rams. The Rams are a 6.5-point favorite. They played well against Baltimore. I like them against the Commanders. Give me the LA Rams, and this is Joanna's pick of the week.
Man, I hate myself for this. Give me the Rams.
Rams.
Yeah, I'm taking the Rams as well. I think they bounced back. That was a tough loss the other day against Baltimore.
All right, the San Francisco 49ers take on the Arizona Cardinals. If the Niners win, I believe they officially, I think they got a playoff spot, but I think they officially clinch partial of the division.
Mm-hmm.
San Francisco's a 12.5-point favorite.
The 69ers.
Niners.
San Francisco, best team in the NFL.
Yep, San Francisco. Oh. All right. All Christian, right. You're going to be commenting on this. The Cowboys taking on the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo's a 2.5-point favorite. You are at your goddamn mind. What's your thoughts on this?
Well, man, I thought Dallas played their best game of the year on Sunday. You know, they were locked in, and you noticed what the Cowboys offense likes to do, guys. They like to attack the middle of the field. When they have the middle of the field going, they're a tough out. Dak continues to play at a high level. I like what I'm seeing from Dallas. Buffalo saved their season the other day. And, Ronnie, you know, we talked about this on Monday Evening Quarterback, and I've even mentioned it here on the betting window. Remember how I kept saying that win against Miami in week 4 was the best I saw Buffalo look all year? Remember?
Yep.
Honestly, I think what I saw from them in Kansas City may be the best because, one, it catapulted their playoff chances. Two, it saved their season. And three, I saw mental toughness on display. But lastly, Buffalo always seems to get up for the Chiefs in Kansas City. Remember, Buffalo beat Kansas City in Kansas City in the 2022 season as well. It's the second meeting between Dak Prescott and Josh Allen. You know, I just want to see how both teams put last week's win behind them because you know how I always say teams have a tendency to do what? They have a tendency to still celebrate those wins from the week before and not show up. And look, we've been here with Dallas before. They'll win a big game and then they kind of come out flat in the next game. Don't be surprised if that happens here in this one. I preview this one on Friday. Be on the lookout. Friday or Saturday.
Okay. John, who are you taking?
Now, who we got in this game? Who is this game again?
The Cowboys versus the Bills.
Give me the Cowgirls.
Brian?
Dallas.
I think the Cowboys are going to win this game. For the sole fact that I think they need to keep riding high because one loss and they give the lead back to the Eagles, and I don't think they want to do that. I got to take Dallas just with the fact that they want to keep control of the NFC East. All right. 8:20, Sunday night game. The Baltimore Ravens take on the Jacksonville Jaguars. Christian, you're previewing this. What's your thoughts?
I thought Baltimore was a little exploited on Sunday because the Rams pushed the ball up the field on them, right? For the money that they're paying Lamar, he hasn't looked all that good because I like that he's trying to make reads from the pocket. Right? And he's trying to push the ball up the field with his arm, but his accuracy is so up and down, and it's so inconsistent. And that's where I think he needs to improve. And it shouldn't be like that, especially with the way they're paying him. Jacksonville, Jacksonville, they do it. The last two games have been sloppy, not taking care of the ball, running for negative yards, getting pushed off the line of scrimmage. And for Jacksonville to win this game, they got to play perfect. You cannot give this opportunistic defense time to get after you, time to settle in and force that takeaway, because they will make you pay for it. Remember, these two met during the 2022 season last year, and this was the game that catapulted Jacksonville on to winning that division title last year. I preview this one tomorrow. Be on the lookout.
John?
What is this again?
Baltimore, Jacksonville.
Give me Jacksonville.
John, Ryan?
I'm going to be with Tony Khan doing a giant fucking line of coke off the 50.
God.
The question is the big question is really, how well is Trevor Lawrence's ankle? Because you know Baltimore's defense is going to get after him. Can he escape from that pocket and keep plays alive? And like, obviously if you're going to have Calvin Ridley and stuff like that, that's fine, but is it going to end up being this? I don't think it is. Give me the Ravens. Especially Lamar in 70-degree weather, being able to run, he can do things out of the pocket that right now Trevor Lawrence can't. All right, the Monday night game. The Philadelphia Eagles go to Seattle to take on the Seahawks. Philly is a 4-point favorite. Christian,
yeah.
Who are you taking?
I like the Eagles. You said the Eagles and Seahawks, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I like the Eagles to bounce back. They've been embarrassed the last two games. Seattle, they're just not the same team that they were at the beginning of the year. It's crazy to believe they were 3-1 at one point. I think Philly gets it right.
John?
I can't even bring myself to say it. I said nothing. You said it, I didn't.
Ryan? I'll put you down for Seattle if you don't want to say it.
I'll just you know what I fucking meant. Just put it down.
Ryan, who are you taking?
I'm taking the Eagles.
Yeah, that's really sweet. 12-man really has to come alive. Seattle really wants a chance, and yeah, they're not winning that division. Like someone that was on the show at one point said at the beginning of the year, Seattle will win the division. You are wrong, sir.
What?
Exactly. Christian, do you want to give any opinions on any of the bowl games? You want me to list them off real quick?
Hey, let me hear them.
All right. And if there's no pick, just said I won't do the names, John. Don't worry.
Yeah, please. Those names really fucking get to me. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Christian. Those bowl game, the bowl names are just so stupid.
All right. First one, Georgia Southern versus Ohio.
Ain't nobody care.
Okay. Howard versus Florida A&M. This is the celebration.
All right, Florida A&M.
Gonna say that one you usually have a talk about. Jacksonville State versus Louisiana. It's in New Orleans.
I'm gonna go Louisiana. Have the home field advantage.
All right. Miami of Ohio versus Appalachian State.
I'm gonna go Miami of Ohio.
Yep, you're with all of us on that one. New Mexico State versus Fresno State. It's in New Mexico.
I'm going New Mexico.
UCLA versus Boise. It's in L.A. It's at SoFi. It's at SoFi in L.A.
There you go.
I mean, as much as you want to call Englewood, California.
Yeah, like that's like saying, you know, how much you want to call
the New York Jets and the New York Giants. The New York Jets and Giants.
Yeah, by the way, let's build a $4 billion stadium in Englewood. That really sparks the interest to go to Englewood.
Mm-hmm.
Who you taking?
I'll go UCLA.
Yeah. All right. California, Cal versus Texas Tech.
I'm going to go Texas Tech.
All right. Standalone game on Monday, Western Kentucky, Old Dominion.
Ain't nobody care.
Okay. And then standalone game on Tuesday, UTSA versus Marshall. It's in Frisco, Texas.
Ooh, shootout. I'm going to go UTSA.
The over under, by the way, is 52.5. I would take the over in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Those are the picks. And then the next ones start Thursday. There's no Wednesday game. There's no Wednesday games this year.
Ain't nobody care.
Actually, there is one. It's when Christmas hits. The one thing I will say, and we'll talk about this next week, the Armed Forces Bowl, James Madison is playing in it.
Really?
Yeah, they're playing Air Force.
Uh-huh.
They are technically still on a bowl ban.
Wow.
I guess, I don't know if someone dropped out or anything like that, but they're not supposed to be bowling. But they are, and the 11-1 Dukes play Air Force. I really wonder if the team that gets the Air Force bowl, or like the Air Force, the Armed Forces Bowl, get the pick who they play.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's no matter what, that's always against Army, Navy, or Air Force.
Right.
Yeah. But, all right. Let's bring this into the station. Okay, no one cares about Roethlisberger. Oh, by the way, Keenan Allen officially out for Thursday night's game against the Raiders.
Which makes my Raiders pick look even better.
Takes all our Raiders picks.
I got you.
I guess he must be asleep.
Oh, no, he's on the run right now from Joanna.
And my uncle.
Wait, hold on. There's a patch.
There's a patch?
Hey, Raiders! I can't stay on the phone very long. I'm afraid she's triangulating. Fuck you guys. I'll see you next week.
Oh, shit. Did she get a red eye?
She got a red eye.
Run, Dave! Run!
Hello, Dave.
All right, ladies.
She took a DeLorean.
she took the train from the Polar Express.
All right, come on, let's bring this in.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you like what you heard, please follow us on all social media accounts under the Nerdport Network. Follow us individually on Twitter at F and Ronnie.
At the Zombie Master.
At DailyBlitz_61.
At StuntCockSTL.
And follow Raider Dave at RaiderDave_NPN.
Poor Raider Dave.
Please, people, be nice to him and go follow him. Please follow us on Twitch and all social media accounts and on Spotify. More things will be uploaded in 2024. I promise that, because there is going to be a lot of fun changes.
Yes.
A lot of fun changes. New shows, new things. Maybe we'll do a State of the Union address, minus the teleprompters.
Plenty of expletive beeps.
At least you're not saying a lot of sniffing.
True.
From the Tony Khan era. Yes. Yes.
This will be an address with plenty of...
Yes. There'll be just one continuous beep.
I am a moron!
Just be fucking honest. It's going to be one continuous beep.
Just being honest.
What the beep are you talking about? What the fuck?
What the
Oh, Jesus. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Also, if you like what you heard, like I said, follow us on social media accounts. If you like what you heard, tell your friends. If you did not like what you heard,
go fuck yourself.
Get a whole Gatorade bucket of Duke's Mayo poured on your head.
Made fucking Joanna Snatch meet you at night in a dark alley.
That's right, darling.
Oh, God.
And don't forget, now we have a new person that's getting paid.
Listen, I'm just going to sit here in the dark alley and like my cool. Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. If you've never heard us before, always tell people three things now. One, Bobby Bonilla is getting paid. Two, Shohei Ohtani is now going to get paid. And three, oh, shit. No matter what, you don't believe us. It's always just a fact of life. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good night.
Yeah.
Fuck off.